Hi, today we're with Wayne Lockhart of Aspect. We're here to talk about Aspect Contact. Wayne is a technical product manager, and we're going to be doing a demo in a little bit. But first, Wayne, could you tell us about yourself and the company?
Absolutely. Thank you for the introduction. I'm technical product manager here, varied responsibilities, but Aspect Contact, which is our contact center solution for sub 100 enterprises using Microsoft Link, is one of my key initiatives. I'm going to be taking you through a demonstration of the capabilities of Aspect Contact, how it integrates with not only Link, but a variety of pieces of the Microsoft stack of technologies. So Aspect unites the Microsoft technology with our best-in-class contact center solutions to really provide a phenomenal end-to-end solution. We've been in the industry for over 40 years and have leveraged that experience and working with our colleagues at Microsoft to integrate technologies such as SharePoint, Microsoft Link, some of the underlying capabilities of Server 2008, SQL Server, etc.
And how do you define contact center?
Well, in my specific industry niche, where we're in the sub 100 space, the contact centers, they show up as both internal help desks of larger organizations, and they also show up as small contact centers for more smaller businesses or regional offices of businesses. So an enterprise may have made a decision to roll out Link across their enterprise, and they need to find a mechanism to be able to accurately and consistently manage interactions with either inbound contacts to their contact center or for a local or global workforce that needs help from the technology group in their help desk.
And what is unique about Aspect Contact?
Well, Aspect Contact, as compared to its big sister application, Unified IP, uses Link as its media server infrastructure. So you have now the best of breed technology that's grown out of Aspect for the last 40 years, utilizing Link as its media server directly as part of technology. It makes it very easy to deploy because Link already provides all of the instant message, the presence, and the voice technology. We load it up as a trusted application on Link and literally can have a contact center up and running in a matter of a couple of hours from the time that you install the server to the time you can take your first call routed through Aspect Contact.
All right, well, let's take a look at a demo.
Okay, now I'm going to take you through a demonstration of Aspect Contact. Aspect Contact is a fully featured contact center application that sits on top of Microsoft Link, Microsoft Exchange, Microsoft Server 2008, Windows Workflow Foundation, SharePoint, list goes on. So it is tightly integrated with the complete Microsoft stack, and I'm going to demonstrate how some of that actually comes together today. The solution itself is delivered as a application appliance, so it becomes quite pre-configured, customer deployable. They rack it, they go through a deployment wizard to set local environmental variables, join it as a trusted application to the corporate network, and effectively you're up and going. It has it has the agent toolbar, which we use to control the agent's state and multimedia interactions with the agent. It has an administration application to allow you to control capabilities of different agents, add and remove agents, understand what they can do. For example, here I'm going to open myself. It shows what my login is, my first and last name, email, and SIP URI. All of this can be pulled from Active Directory directly by entering a login ID and clicking Update Active Directory. And then there's the services that I'm set to respond to. So services in Aspect Vernacular are really queues, mechanisms for that. And it shows that I'm part of the help desk IVR. Take inbound calls, and I take inbound instant messages. And in the near future, I'll demonstrate email as well. So you'll see how that is easy to add and brings directly into the solution as part of it. So additionally, there is real-time reporting, which I have a panel open here. You can see that there is currently nothing in queue. We did have one email offered and answered, but at this point in time, there's nothing sitting in queue waiting for work. These are real-time panes within Internet Explorer, completely customizable, but we do provide a broad set of capabilities as part of the offering out of the box. And finally, historical reports. Again, it's a set of both reports and templates that you can customize to run against the call detail records and agent state transformations, etc., and administrative reports such as license usage and that sort of thing about it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off here. I've got my agent sitting and not ready. I'm going to place a call into our system. I will, doing it from my phone, I'll put it on speaker so you can hear.
Thank you for calling ABC Corporation. Please press 1 to place a new order. 2 to change an existing order.
So I'm going to press 1.
Thank you for calling. The next available representative will assist you shortly.
So the caller gets music on hold because there's no agents available. And if we look at our real-time view, we now see that there's one call waiting in queue. If I make my agent available, the agent gets the opportunity to accept or reject. They accept it, and the call is moved from the queue to a connection with the agent themselves. So you can see we're active on the call. We have the conversation going on. I've got some little bit of information about it, and I'm able to interact with the caller on the other end. One of the things that we realize is that agents themselves may not have all of the answers to solve a problem. So we've built in capability to ask an expert and find an expert about specific technology. Now, I can find my colleagues and supervisors and such, but sometimes I need an expert based upon specific technology. So I'm going to put in a very generic word, and I see I've got an expert available. I can, you know, it's very broad. Obviously, you can get much more specific. I can open a chat window with Jack Faber, and I said, I can say, hi, can you assist with my issue? And that goes back and forth with the issue. Now, I do have a separate window here with Jack where he has received it. And he gets it through Link. So Jack did not require any additional technology on his desktop other than the Link client. So on my desktop, I was able to leverage our UC-powered agent desktop, a SharePoint search, linking it all back through an IM conversation with an expert that I found on the system. So at this point, we can assume that my friendly caller, we've taken care of their problem. They hang up. It says here the caller hung up and the agent is into a wrap state where the agent is able to classify that call. And I say, I can say it was a sales call and okay, I'm done. The agent goes back to an idle state, now ready for the next transaction. Okay. The next thing I want to show you is a agent engaging in a IM interaction from a external entity. So I'm going to use my friend Jack here again. And this is just a widget that can be placed on your external website or an internal website. I can click it. It has a form to pick up information. I can say Wayne Lockhart and my question, help with password. It's a common reoccurring problem I have. So I can start the chat session. We're being queued up for it. Some will be with you shortly. If I go over here, the agent has been offered the interaction so I can accept it, and they get the interaction brought to them. So you can see the information that I entered in from the website, that Wayne Lockhart and help with passwords. Sure. I can specify the response, and then I can see on this side, he can see that they're done and can end the chat process. Putting the agent into a wrap mode where they get again completed successfully and they're done. Okay, the final thing that I want to show you is delivering an email to our agent. So you can specify any exchange-based email, and we're keeping on the same theme of having trouble with my password. Please reset my password. Wayne. Okay, so I send this, and this is actually being sent to an Exchange email box. Our technology connects to Exchange and monitors mailboxes for incoming events related to various topics. So you can have a variety of topics. We would monitor a variety of email boxes, and then based upon the agents, we would deliver those to the specific agent. So we can see here it hasn't quite arrived in our system yet because it would have to have gone from Outlook to Exchange to our system and show up in our real time. It'll show up here in just a moment. But I want to show you how easy it is to modify the capabilities of an agent. If I go back to my agent, I happen to know that I am not an agent set up to handle email from that system that was that email was sent to. So I had sent an email to the IT help desk, and my agent, logged in Wayne Lockhart, was not a member of that service. So I'm going to add him and save that. And by the time I have it saved, the system's already received that email through the queue. I immediately became available because I was idle. I now immediately, as part of that service, and it's like, fine, deliver this email to Wayne. So you can see I have an email, came from Jack Faber. Please reset my password. It's delivered to me individually through my my desktop using Outlook, is set to aspect contact, can't spell, and then I can send it. Again, we drop to a wrap mode, which is an opportunity to clean up any work and disposition it, and I say okay, and once again my agent returns to the idle state. So in that concise demo, I showed you interacting with Link for voice and IM, interacting with SharePoint for expert search, interacting with Exchange for inbound email and being able to respond to that email going back to them, and covering those interactions through our real-time and reporting. So you can see here now, nobody's sitting in queue anymore, but we did offer and answer one inbound call. There had previously been one email call, so now we have two offered and answered emails. And on instant messaging, we can show we had one offered and answered as well. That is the extent of the range of capabilities for Aspect Contact. I believe it is a very broad range of capabilities, and I hope you enjoyed this demo. Thank you for sitting through the demo. To learn more about this solution and other products and services from Aspect, please visit us at aspect.com or reach out to your local sales executive. Thank you very much.